Welcome to the ninth edition of What Would You Do? NBA offseason edition. And for this team's discussion, we will be talking about the Miami Heat. What a fantastic season the Miami Heat had, shocking a lot of people. As the fifth seed in the Eastern Conference, they made it all the way to the NBA Finals and pushed the Los Angeles Lakers to six games. Even though they did not win the championship, they did win the Eastern Conference championship. They beat the Boston Celtics in six games in the Eastern Conference Finals. They beat the Milwaukee Bucks in five games in the second round. And they swept the Indiana Pacers in the first round. So kind of the first thoughts. Caleb, how surprised were you that the Miami Heat made it to the NBA Finals last season and pushed the Lakers to six games, even though they were injury riddled with Goran Dragic and Bam Adebayo?
Well, you know, they obviously did a good job reflecting on their season from a what would you do aspect. You know, they're at a point in their season now where they obviously got a good measuring stick of where they're at when they're at their best. And that's to make it to the finals and compete with any team in the league. So they know where they're at. But now I think they are faced with no longer reflective things. They're faced with future decisions. So, I mean, they could make a move right now on Victor Oladipo. If it's a long-term contract, that puts them out of play for Giannis. Mind you, we've been talking a lot about Giannis in this What Would You Do edition, because in 2021, he is the guy. And right now, this is a free agency class with a lot of role players that ultimately help teams win championships. So they have to know to, you know, continue to do these 1-year contracts and stuff. But they're faced with a decision. You know, what do they want to do in free agency? What would we do in free agency? Being that we can get Victor Oladipo, there's been a lot of chatter that Victor Oladipo's interested in the Heat. So, I mean, with the Heat, I think they got to focus on the future, man. And the next move is honestly free agency. It's honestly free agency. What would you do in free agency? You've got a couple guys going loose like Corey. You got a couple guys going loose like who else is out? Really just Corey is one of their dudes that they have to focus up on re-signing. Hopefully Kelly Olynyk can drop his contract. Hopefully they could trade Kelly Olynyk. But, I mean, what do you do from that free agency standpoint?
Yeah, definitely. It'll be interesting to see how they approach it there. I mean, we look at the free agents that they have. They have Goran Dragic, that's a free agent. They got Solomon Hill. They got Myers Leonard and Jay Crowder, their longtime tenured veteran, and Udonis Haslem and Derek Jones Jr. So they have a lot of options to kind of choose from and sort through, which then brings into my next topic of discussion. If you're the Miami Heat, Caleb, which free agent this offseason do you prioritize bringing back to the Miami Heat?
Well, it depends what the money, you know, that they have. If they have enough money to go get like a Victor Oladipo for, you know, $15 million for a year, I think he'd take that. So 1 year, I think he'd take that. But if they don't have that type of money to give him that, I'm prioritizing Goran Dragic. To me, Goran Dragic was their playoff MVP. So if there's anybody I'm trying to get back, it's Goran for sure. If I can get a top dude or somebody that's very good, but it would take a little less just to come compete and play with us. So Goran Dragic is the guy that I'm prioritizing.
Yeah, I'd most likely prefer Goran Dragic as well. I truly 100% agree with you as well, KL. Goran Dragic was the man. Obviously, we all know Jimmy Butler is the guy everybody looks at for the Miami Heat, but Goran Dragic, he was the real deal. I mean, if we're being honest here, you and I as Laker fans, if Goran Dragic was fully healthy in this final series, this could have gone to 7 games. Like, if Bam Adebayo and Goran Dragic were fully healthy, the Heat were fully healthy, this possibly could have gone 7 games as a possibility. You know, overall, it was a successful season for the Miami Heat. I think if you would have told me before this season started that the Miami Heat would have made it to the NBA Finals, they would have beat the Bucks and the Celtics, I would have said you're crazy. But they proved a lot of people wrong. And I also believe Jimmy Butler proved a lot of doubters wrong. A lot of people said that Jimmy Butler, he was a locker room problem. He couldn't get along with any team that he was on. I mean, we saw his final years in Chicago. We saw how he was in Minnesota and Philadelphia. But I think he proved a lot of those doubters wrong. In Miami, kind of buying into the Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra culture, and it really suited him as a team. And, you know, I simply want to transition into the NBA draft. The Miami Heat, even though they made it to the NBA Finals, they have the 20th pick in the NBA draft. If you're the Miami Heat, Caleb, do you use that 20th overall pick to draft a prospect because you have some free agents coming up next year? Or do you simply use that 20th pick and say, you know what, we made it to the finals last year. If we could get a Oladipo or a Drew Holiday, I really like our chances of winning the NBA championship. Do you go aggressive and make that move, or do you simply stay put at 20, knowing that you have Bam as a free agent next year, knowing you have Giannis as well with Kawhi and Paul George, and simply, you know what, let me take my guy in the draft, have him be settled for 5 years, and simply, let's see what happens from there.
Yeah, you know, they're in a very good position right now, honestly, with that pick. You know, being a team that's went to the finals and has a top 20 pick, I could assure you they can hit. They can hit on somebody big in the first 20 spots. So I think they're in a good spot with that. I think they put themselves in position to be able to actually be aggressive and make a move. I think they should do it, you know? I think if they can do it, I think they should. If they can get a Chris Paul, like you said, a Bradley Beal, a Victor Oladipo, they could get somebody like that, I think, why not? But if not, go ahead and draft a point guard or a big, whatever they feel they need, they lack. And go get that out of the draft, because again, there are a lot of point guards in this draft. They could get a good guard and, you know, really let Goran walk or sign Goran and trade him at the deadline, use him as more trade bait. But, you know, at the end of the day, they'll have two young point guards along with each other if they draft one and Kendrick Nunn. And if Goran Dragic is running out of time, so they're going to have to address that sooner or later. So, I mean, Kendrick Nunn is definitely the guy for now, but they could always use another young piece. I'm not against the young pieces. So I say if they could put themselves in position to make a trade, that's what I'm doing. I'm going aggressive. But if not, no need to force it. Let's get our young guy.
I truly 100% agree with you as well, Caleb. You pretty much hit it right on the nail. The Miami Heat are in a perfect position. You just made it to the NBA Finals, and you got the 20th pick of the NBA draft. With most teams, you make it to the NBA Finals, you're in like the 28, 29, 30. There's really like not a lot there. I mean, you could find some hidden gems with those, but when you're at number 20, there could still be a guy that could possibly slip and fall to them in the draft. But, you know, I think Miami's simply looking at it as, you know, they're going to make a trade offer for Oladipo. If they can get Oladipo and all they have to do is trade that 20th pick, if I'm the Miami Heat, I'm going to look at that and say, you know what? Oladipo's a free agent after this year. So is Bam Adebayo. If I can get Oladipo, he returns to all-star form, big three of Oladipo, Butler, and Adebayo. On top of that, you wouldn't have to worry about Goran Dragic at all in free agency. The one thing I would have to say is if they do go after Oladipo is how would they incorporate Tyler Hero? Because obviously Tyler Hero, as a rookie, he was fantastic for the Heat. I mean, he was only the 13th, 14th pick, and he played like one of the best prospects out of that draft. So, you know, it was great for them that Tyler Herro fell to them and Tyler Herro played great. So maybe could be a situation where they might say, you know what, if we trade for Oladipo, can you run the point? Because we love what Tyler Herro offers as the shooting guard position. And then we got Butler run the small forward. If Elie Olynyk accepts a player option, we have him run the four, and then Adebayo at the five, you know, they're going to be set in stone there. But, you know, they're in a good position. You know, if they like their draft position at 20, they're not one that's going to force a trade. They're not going to force any moves. You know, the Miami Heat are a very smart organization.
Right.
You know, hence to why, you know, they've been successful for most of the 2010s. I mean, granted, they had LeBron, D-Wade, and Bosch for most of those years, for half of them, but kind of after they left, they've still been, you know, competitive for most of the time. And, you know, I just looked at, shout out to BleacherReport.com, I just looked at their mock drafts, and they have the Miami Heat with the 20th pick selecting Cole Anthony, which then brings on to my next topic of discussion, NBA draft prospects. If the Miami Heat have the 20th overall pick, BleacherReport.com just projected them getting Cole Anthony, the point guard out of North Carolina. Do you agree with that pick, Caleb, or do you think they might go with something else, like a small forward or a power forward?
I agree with that. Like I said, there's a lot of guards in this draft. And I'm telling you, one of them is going to hit. There's going to be somebody that's drafted out of the top 10, and he's going to hit. There are point guards that you can get that are in this draft all the way up to 30. And one, I'm telling you, one that is drafting out of the top 10 is for sure going to hit. So, yes, I like the gamble that they take with Cole Anthony, and he's a good point guard. Cole Anthony was a top 5 recruit coming out of high school. If you would have seen the mock drafts and the predictions when he was in high school, he was a top 5 pick, projected easily a top 5 pick. So him falling to 20 just because of what happened this one year and all he had to show, he's a sleeper steal pick. So yes, I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad at that as well. I truly agree with the Heat taking a point guard. I think they're going to take that kind of route. You know, if they can't get Goran Dragic back, you know, and they're going to offer Dragic a contract. You know, they're not just going to let him walk in free. You know, they're going to offer him the money he wants. And if he wants more, if I'm Miami, I just simply say, you know what, I'll wash my hands with Dragic. I have Kendrick Nunn there. I also got Duncan Robinson, Tyler Herro. And then if I get Cole Anthony there, then I would be perfectly fine with that as well. So I truly agree with you with that kind of option there. So basically gave a run through of the whole Miami Heat squad, which then kind of leads to the closing point of this discussion. What do you believe, how do you believe the Miami Heat will finish during this upcoming 72 game season? Do you think they can make it back to the NBA Finals? Or do you think they're going to be a team where, you know what, they might make the playoffs, but they might be a first round exit?
You talk about Miami making the playoffs and being a first round exit?
Well, depending on where they're seated, if they're seated at like a fourth or fifth seed, you know, if they have to match up with maybe a Toronto or even an Indiana, it might be a little harder for them. Or even if they make it to the second round, if they got to match up with the Milwaukee or Brooklyn or Boston, you know, just kind of one of those, like, where do you think Miami is going to be next year? Do you think they can make it back to the finals, or do you think?
Yeah, I expect nothing less for them to be competing in the Eastern Conference Finals. I expect nothing less. Like, they should be there. They have the team. They have the toughness. They should be there. If they run into somebody like Brooklyn, then hey, yeah, I can expect them to have some problems, honestly, Brooklyn, just because of the talent level on the team. Don't know if they'll win the first year that they're together. It's been proven that it can happen with LeBron and AD, but the talent level there, they're definitely somebody you should be concerned with. Boston's going to come back with some vengeance. Milwaukee's going to come back to some vengeance. So if they see one of those teams in the second round, which they probably will, they got to pull it off and just be strong. The East is only getting stronger. So, I mean, I think they can make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, at least. At least. They've shown that they can get to the playoff. I mean, to the finals for sure.
Yeah, those are definitely some great, great points there. It's very hard for me just because, I mean, we just saw the Miami Heat make it to the NBA Finals, and they pushed a mostly fully healthy Lakers team to six games, even though Dragic and Adebayo weren't fully 100%. But you look at, is Milwaukee going to fall short again? I just don't know about that. How's Brooklyn going to look? Because if KD is 100% and Kyrie Irving comes in more humble than, you know, likes Kevin Durant, Brooklyn's going to be a team to watch out for. I personally believe, I mean, it's a no-brainer. The Heat are obviously going to be a playoff team. That's a no-brainer. But I think their ceiling, their peak is definitely an Eastern Conference Finals or an NBA Finals. That is a fact. I definitely can't agree with you on that. But I think the furthest they can make is the second round. I just think the Eastern Conference is too strong. It's very hard to doubt the Miami Heat. I mean, we doubted them all last year, and what happened? They made it to the NBA Finals. It's very hard to do that. But I just simply think and it also depends where they're seated. I think if they finish top three, then Caleb, your case of them making it to the conference finals is fantastic. I could see that. But if they're like a fourth or a fifth seed, I just don't know if they could beat another one seed again. I just simply think how they matched up against the Bucks was just an anomaly because they were, because people forget the Miami Heat were very successful against the Bucks. They were literally the only team that could stop the Bucks because they played them three times in the regular season and they beat them all three times. So they knew the blueprint to stop Giannis. But if they're the fourth seed, what if the Bucks aren't the one seed? What if they got to play the Boston Celtics? What if they got to play the Brooklyn Nets with the healthy KD and Kyrie? Yeah. I just don't know if they can match up with that.
Yeah, yeah. It's all about how the cookie crumbles in your case, I think. And that makes sense, you know. If it crumbles their way, which it honestly did this year, although they did have to go through some challenges and they showed that they could persevere and overcome those, if the cookie crumbles in a bit of a harsher way where they have to play a tough three teams just to get to the finals, the result could be a lot different. So I agree with you. It's really how the cookie crumbles. If it's in their favor, they got to take advantage of it, though, because these options don't come around too often, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very hard to make it to the NBA Finals. I mean, we've seen teams where they make a run at the NBA Finals and, you know, they don't make it back for a long, long time. I mean, just look at the LA Lakers. It took them 10 years to make it back to the NBA Finals. And, you know, they won it for the first time in 10 years as well. So, man, you make it to the NBA Finals, it's not a guarantee that you make it back there. So, I mean, if you're Miami, you made it to the finals last year. Obviously, you fell short in a hard-fought six games, but can you make it back there? And, you know, that's going to be hard for me. I personally have them – their highest is the NBA Finals. Their highest peak is an NBA Finals. But I truly believe next year in a 72-game season, I think they're at best a second-round team. You know, I'll repeat it again. I think there's too many questions right now on how the Miami Heat are going to look. Because, I mean, you look at – if they obviously draft a point guard and they bring Goran Dragic back, they bring back most of the same team, then you make a very damn good case for them on running it back to the NBA Finals. But what if they don't get Dragic back? What if Olynyk declines the player option? What if they don't bring back Derrick Jones Jr.? Then, you know, it kind of throws a whole different ball game in. And, you know, how are the other teams in the East going to look? How is Milwaukee going to look? Are they going to improve after their embarrassment of last year? You know, how is Boston going to look? Is Boston going to make a move you know, during the offseason. How's Brooklyn going to look with KD and Kyrie? I just think there's too many questions to answer. I think maybe by the trade deadline of this upcoming season, you know, when we're halfway through the season, I think we could get a good determination of where the Miami Heat stand. But as of right now, I think they're at best a second round team where they can make it to the second round, but they'll fall short. But I will say they'll push the second round to seven games. I truly believe that it's going to be a seven game series, but I just ultimately think, you know, they're just going to fall short in the second round.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a possibility. You can't knock it. It's for sure a possibility, but like, it's all about how the cookie crumbles with them. They can make an exciting move. They can turn the table. So we'll see where they end up. You know, we'll see where they end up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. We'll see where the Miami Heat end up as a team. And that, my friends, concludes this edition of What Would You Do? NBA Offseason Edition featuring the Miami Heat.
Is there, and we out of here. We'll catch you next time. You can catch us on Apple Podcasts at MCS Real Sports Podcast. You can catch me on Instagram at 1CalebConant. Yes, Instagram at 1CalebConant. You can catch me on Twitter at CalebConant2. Matt, exit it out and let them know where they can catch you.
Yeah, you can catch me on my Twitter at ScuraMatt. And on Instagram, you can check out my username at Matt_Scura19. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we out.